Many years ago, I received a phone call from a person who had recently returned to the practice of the Catholic faith. The person was very excited about returning to the sacraments and filled with joy at the goodness and mercy of God. And then this person said something very interesting to me. This person said, "Father, I want to quit my job and come and work for the parish. I want to do the work of the gospel and work for the church." I paused for a moment and asked, "What type of work do you do now?" The person paused and said, I work as a counselor for troubled youth who have problems with drugs and other addictions." I thought for a moment and asked, "Are you baptized?" The person responded, "Yes, Father." And I said, "Well, then you're doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church." The person paused and said, "I never thought of it that way. Amen." A few years ago, another person told me about going each month to read to children while their parents were working on some legal issues. The person suggested that we should have a ministry to do that kind of thing. I paused and asked, "Are you baptized?" "Yes, Father," the person responded. I said, "Then we do. You are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church." Recently, a person told me that at her age and with her health, she was no longer able to be involved in many extra church activities and ministries, but she thought about all the sick people at the hospital and prayed for them. I paused for a moment and asked, "Are you baptized?" She responded, "Yes, Father." And I said, "Then you are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church." This week, different people told me about going to visit one of our parishioners who's now in a care facility. They heard the person was there and decided to visit. They are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. There are people who are going to pray with families who have recently lost loved ones. They are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. I know a person who makes a few sandwiches once a week and gives them to some of the homeless people near his workplace. They are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. There are many, many people who offer their prayers and offer a kind word and a smile to someone who is experiencing a difficult moment. They are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. For wherever you, as a baptized child of God, go and share hope, love, or faith, you are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. Jesus says that we are the salt of the earth. Now, salt is most effective when it's added as small grains. It permeates, preserves, and seasons. But it does so in a small and usually hidden way. Think about this for a moment. A large block of salt is really only useful to a deer. To be really effective, salt needs to be sprinkled, mixed in, small, and humble. Jesus calls us the salt of the earth. We are salt in our community. We permeate, we visit, we pray, we help, we feed, we smile, we recognize a small need and we offer to help. And for this, we need nothing more than eyes to see the need and the heart and the will to help. For in your baptism, you have put on Christ. Wherever you, as a baptized child of God, go and share hope, love, or faith, you are doing the work of the gospel and bringing the service of the church. And now the Lord welcomes us to his table to strengthen our faith, our hope, and our love, so that we can recognize the needs around us as we recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Amen.